Blog Talk Radio.
Two prolific receivers for us. I just don't see how
you know, Tim Tebow and the Broncos could match us point for point at Mile High. Again, that offense is just horrendous to begin with, and they're playing against number one defense in the league. Troy Polamalu, James Harris, Lamar Woolsey, they're calling for you, Tim Tebow. I love you, but not this Sunday. Not this time.
So that was a very popular times on the Madden Voice. And you'll remember that I responded with this.
You don't want to come on the Madden Voice if y'all lose to Denver, man.
Now I'm going to get off. I would forever hate Tim Tebow.
I'm going to get on the train. Get on you right now. Okay. With what you gave me about Romo and how Romo and this and that and Romo and he didn't do it and blah, 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 all that bull. Man, do not. I'm going to tell you now, get a flu, get a cold, get something, man. Sprain it. Get a high ankle sprain, something. But you don't want to come on the Madden Voice next Tuesday night. If I don't care how. I don't care if Ben gets knocked out the first play and don't play the whole game. Don't come on the show next week because there's no way on earth the Steelers should lose it.
So we know what happened. We know that Steelers lost that game. And we know that they lost. Tim Tebow threw a strike over the middle to the one and only DT, Demaryius Thomas. And that's all I could think about when I heard that he had passed away, that he is a part of the Madden Voice forever. And I don't know if you guys watched Shannon Sharpe's reflection on Demaryius Thomas, but it choked me up because I guess someone had said, hey, man, you need to check on your boy. Something's not right with him, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, I'll get to it, I'll get to it. And he never did. And the next thing you know, he was gone. And so first of all, first and foremost, rest in peace, Demaryius Thomas. We've talked about you on the show many, many times, not just for that play.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, back in his – we had conversations about Dez, Demaryius, Antonio, like, you know, back then, Julio Jones, like, who was the best wide receiver in the game? We would, on this very show, we would bat it around. And Demaryius was one of the ones we talked about, you know, about how great he was. And, you know, I don't know how it hits you guys. I'll give y'all a second to reflect. But, man, that, you know, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Dude, 33. And for people that don't, passed away, and what we're hearing is some sort of medical seizure maybe or something that happened. I guess he had a car accident a while back, and I guess the car accident led to him having seizures, and the word is he must have had some kind of medical issue, a seizure or something, and they found him dead, 33 years old. And one of those guys, based on everything I've seen, that kind of everybody liked. And I don't know if you saw the Broncos, they did started the game with 10 players and got the delay a game that Detroit declined it, and they had the 88 logo. And it's just sad. And, you know, it's a time where you got to go hug your loved one, you know, go find somebody. And if you ain't got no loved one, hug yourself, hug somebody. It's just sad. But I don't know. And K-Star, anything, I mean, this was a guy that put a, you know, many years ago, drove a stake in your heart. Any thoughts?
Well, that was his arrival party, right, on the national stage when he became a prominent playmaker. And honestly, probably made it advantageous for Peyton Manning to want to go to Denver because of his unique ability to create after the catch. He was a physical specimen and wonderful player. And, it was sad. You know, I obviously was not expecting that. Demaryius is 2 years younger than I am. The fact that he's gone is insane. And, of course, I hope and pray for his family and everything. It's just one of those things that's surreal. It's like, what? Like, you hear it and you almost don't believe it, right? Because it's way too soon. It doesn't make any sense. The guy we watch every Sunday, you know, he actually caught – well, I'm not sure if he caught the record-breaking touchdown pass for Peyton, but he caught many of them that year. When Peyton threw 50, I think it was 55. So, Super Bowl champion, wonderful player, and by the sounds of it, wonderful citizen, and just very sad that Demaryius is gone, and just it's crazy, man.
Yeah. J. JB train, kicking ass.
Man, I'll just chime in real quick. Let me go ahead and chime in real quick, JB, because I was there when that memory was set, and T, I was with same sentiments when I saw it. I was with some coworkers, and end of the year recognition. Well, kind of end of the year going out, get drinks, food, event, and here it is going towards the end of the night, and I forget was that Thursday night game. And it is a game, or towards the end of the game, or some of it, and that's when I saw that news flash, and everybody's in there, like, in shock. And I'm like, 33? And yeah, the next thing that popped in my head was like, damn, this dude gave us a memory on TMV, you know, one that will consistently last. But that is extremely sad. I went on Twitter just to, you know, read some of the players' like responses. I had to stop reading because way got way too emotional for me. So, I understood his magnitude across the league just from that. So that's a really really sad situation here.
Absolutely, JB.
Yeah, it. We always talk about the game of football, but we never really talk about the personal side of it. And this is one where the personal side of it really outdoes the profession. And everything that I've heard, just like y'all heard the same thing. Great football player, but even better person. And you can tell it's genuine. It's not just randomly said, it's genuine. And being that he went to Georgia Tech, I got to watch some of the games on TV and whatnot because of the proximity. And he was a beast in college at the pros, and I hooked up with Manning, blew up even more so. But he always had this humble way about him. Never over the top, just a humble attitude, but professional at the end of the day. And somebody that now we can see looked out for a lot of other folks and did a lot of things in the community. So it's a tragedy. It's a tragic loss. He will definitely be missed within the football community. And I'm glad that you was able to get that soundbite with K-Star, and then that ended up being Tebow to DT for the touchdown. So I'm glad we'll have that to keep him in our memories moving forward with the show.
Yeah, well said, guys. You play this, they play this game, and you know, we certainly, we sit and watch the games, and you're used to hearing, such and such player, 75 died, was a Pro Bowler back in 1967. Yeah, you're used to that, but this is not common. This doesn't happen often, and it certainly, if you follow the game as closely as we do, and it just wasn't just, someone who was, a special teams player that, this was a star. This was the guy who was, Pro Bowl and, it's crazy. It's crazy. Well, I don't know. I know Train is going to be grabbing his drink shortly. I've got my little Johnny Walker here. And so I'll just, with my Johnny Walker in hand, of course, as my brother knows, the first thing I always do is toast to my dad. I'm sure JB does the exact same thing. So, Dad, this one's for you. But along with Dad, DT, rest in peace. He gave us a lot of great memories and, gone too soon, but we hope you're resting in peace. And certainly, all our best to your family, friends, and loved ones. So this one here, this shot's to my dad, and it's also to Demaryius Thomas. Gone way too soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's pick it up now. I mean, you had to do that first, get that out of the way, give our respects. But now let's get it on. All right, let's get it on now. Let's get to talking about some football. All right. Something that I haven't done in a while because I really haven't felt the need to, but I'm going to do it now.
How about them Cowboys?
Yes, sirree. I just want to ask you guys a question, and this isn't necessarily about the Cowboys. We are going to get into the Cowboys and we're gonna touch on the Steelers a little bit because I'm curious where K-Star sits right now. And as far as the Bears go, I think we're just on Nagy watch, right, Train? I think it's just a matter of, is he going to make it to the end of the season? I think that's really, it's not if, it's when, and, you know, there's really nothing else to talk about. He's gone, and that's it. He's gone and good riddance. And I think that'll
fire
be... Fire
Nagy.
We'll talk about him because I'm curious Train's thoughts on his next head coach. We'll get to that too. But I want to ask you guys a question because I realized something this weekend that really annoys me, and I'm curious if you guys agree with me or not. And, you know, the beauty of our show is, hey, you don't have to agree, right? It's cool. But I'm curious. I get annoyed when people want, and not just the pundits and the NFL analysts, but fans want to qualify when. Right? And I'm thinking about the Cowboys, but it happens with all the teams. I mean, the Cowboys jump out to a great lead, and then halfway through the fourth quarter, things fall apart, and they almost, blew the game. Let's just call it like it is. But they did. They won. And we'll talk about the game. We'll talk about, we're going to talk about that damn defense, okay? We get there. But I also watch the Bucks and the Bills. And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it was a very similar game. The Bucks jumped out to a great lead, but then here come the Bills, pushing into overtime, but then Brady does what Brady does, and they win. But Brady didn't play, a great second half any more than Dak Prescott did. Now, I'm not saying that Dak is Brady. He's not. We know that. My point is, shit happens. All that matters to me, I don't give a fuck we won. It's a victory. Okay? That's it. I guess if you want to dissect it, Dak isn't looking good, and, Tony was out, and Zeke's hurt. I get all of that. But the team won. And, you watch TV or you go on Twitter, and you read the fans' comments, and it's like, well, if you keep playing like this, shut up. We won. Like, I don't know. Is it me, guys? Do any of you get aggravated at the demeaning, the lessening of a victory? It's a fucking victory. Isn't this a team game? When one unit is down, the other unit picks up, and vice versa, and shit happens, and... Like, but you got a victory. Like, it's supposed to be Victory Monday. You're supposed to be happy. Am I missing something, JB? Let me start. Train calls you the voice of reason. Train says, JB, little big brother Jay is the voice of reason. Bro, and you my brother, my man. I love you dearly. Help me. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm all peace to my brother. Help me here. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm fucked up. Maybe it's all me. Okay? Help me here. Am I missing something, bro? I'm listening to you. The floor is yours.
Anytime you get a win, you savor the victory, no matter how good or bad or ugly it was, you always savor the victory. I think maybe the point where I might deviate a bit from is take a look at how you won and sharpen up on areas where you know you need to sharpen up on. I think where you're coming from is folks tend to, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm reading the tea leaves of what you're saying. There's too much emphasis on the negative part, even though they won, and not enough emphasis on the fact that they did win. Am I hearing you right?
Yeah, I mean, style points. I mean, okay, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday, it's Thursday. Fine. We're doing analysis. We're looking at, the future. Fine. The defense is playing great. Offense is not. Okay, there's a time to get into the analysis. On Sunday at 4:35, is it the time? You won!
All right. Okay. But
on
I am
Monday,
you're right. Yeah.
It's Victory Monday. You won! Later on in the week, if you want to dissect it and this, that, and the other, fine. But my problem is I go on Twitter Sunday afternoon, And all I see is fans talking shit about the team, talking shit about Dak. I'm like, I'm sorry, did we lose?
The part about Dak, I think, is a bit overblown. Did he have a great game? No. I still personally think that calf injury is still bothering him. I don't think he's 100%. All this talk about slumps and all that, he just needs to get 100%. That's all. And I think the defense steps up, the offensive line gets shored up. Hopefully Pollard will be able to come back. Zeke gets healthy, take some of the off of Dak. I don't see that being a big issue. Is it something to watch? Of course. Is it a big issue? No, because like you said, you got to win. And we all know, all four of us know, getting a win in the NFL is difficult, just as the Detroit Lions. It ain't easy getting a W in the NFL. So no matter how you get it, no matter if it's a blowout, no matter if it's you, the game was given to you, doesn't matter. A win is a win, because guess what? When the season is over, let's say you win the – anybody going back at week 14 and say, yeah, but you had that squeaker, you almost lost to the football team, nobody's going to care at that point. Going to be over with and done. So save the victory.
Train, what do you think? Am I missing something here?
No, I thought I had him. No, bro. I don't think you're missing a thing. I'm just wondering, are they doing it just because it's Dallas? Because I don't think if you go on the Bucks Twitter, you see the same thing.
Of course not.
You know, and it's like the Bucks situation was worse. I don't think people understand. Like, they came back and took it into overtime, and won the toss, but didn't score.
Mm. Right.
So here it is, the worst situation than what y'all were in, because the team just rallied back. It's a war of attrition to get to the end. When you jump out to a lead, man, the other team starts to get more desperate. I mean, that's football. That's what we see it all the time. The other team is going to make a surge. It's just a matter of can you stand the surge. Some get close. Some surge just don't do anything. So, bro, it's a dub. It's a dub against the division rival. So, at the end of the day.
And you might be right. It could be a Dallas thing. I think Michael Irvin said it best. You know, the FA-isms, the Stephen A-isms. I mean, you get people getting on this little Stephen A. Smith bandwagon against the Cowboys, and it starts to catch, and everybody wants to point out the negative side, and everybody wants to say what can go wrong, will go wrong, and all that bullshit. And no one wants to sit down and take a deep breath and say, do you realize Tuesday, here this Tuesday, that the Dallas Cowboys are one game out of in the conference? Now, I know this tiebreaker is okay. Yeah, got it. But record-wise, they're 9-4. And with the Cardinals going down to 10-3, right, the Cowboys are one game out of first place with four games to go. So, When Cowboy fans a week or two ago said that Dallas's chance of getting a first round bye are not over, and people laugh, well, are you laughing now? Is it funny now? One game out, four games to go. Now, is it likely with the Packers playing so well and the Bucks playing so well? Probably not. But that's what football is all about. We're gonna watch the games and see. But to sit there and be so negative, it just I can't imagine why it's a dub. Yo, it's a win on a road against a division rival who you got to see in 2 weeks in your stadium. Like, it just irritates me to see all the negativity. And I think, Train, I think you hit it. I think a lot of it is because of Dallas. It's a team people love to love and love even more to hate. So let's go and dissect them. I don't know. But I want to move on. We'll get back to the Cowboys. We'll get back to the Bears. I want to move on to the Steelers, though, because I'm curious, K-Star, where you're at today which is, I have to say, I have to make one comment though. Big Ben is the fucking dude, bro. I haven't in recent time seen a quarterback so ridiculed by everybody and come back and play and be a warrior like he was. Y'all down, what was it, 29-0, I believe?
Yeah, man. Yep.
And he came and he led that team back to a game that y'all could have won with everything. I mean, yo, that dude, for me, I'm not a Steelers fan at all, but for me, he just gave me another level of respect because there ain't a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, we look at Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes, right? And then we put Big Ben in the four horsemen after Manning retired, but let's be honest, he really has been playing like a horseman, kind of left him there because, you know, out of respect for his career and all of that, just like we left Peyton Manning there, even though he kind of faltered down the stretch. Like, okay, you know, can't ignore his career, so we've kind of done that with Big Ben, but pretty soon we're going to have to come up with a fourth horseman. I have no idea who that's going to be, by the way. No one's stepping up saying I'm it. Nobody. I thought Dak was going to jump in and take it, but he's not. But my point is, I gotta give Big Ben some credit. I gotta give him credit where credit is due because he fought. But what do you think? I mean, you're in a very tough division. No one's really jumping up saying I want the division. Lamar, you know, they're trying to figure out what's going on with him. Browns are up and down. You know, I don't know. Your thoughts on your team in this division, is it over for your team with this loss, or are you still hanging on hope? Where are your thoughts at with your Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I still have hope for, you know, the division because, you know, we're two games out. But we have a game still at Baltimore to close the season. So really, you know, and we get more than we. So really, you know, we're kind of a game back from that respect. And obviously, I don't believe in Baltimore. We talked about that last week. They just a beat up front, and it's now creating issues with Lamar. The Steelers still have a chance to win the division. Like you said, the division's up and down. One week it's managed and destroyed. The next week it's inking out close wins and high-scoring affairs. And, you know, again, game out. The real problem with the Steelers right now is they can't stop the run. Which is terrible, and they can't protect the quarterback. Big Ben played so well, despite not getting much protection. Once he got even a little bit of protection, that's when he was on fire. That drop at the end of the game was brutal, by the way. The throw was perfect. I just want to give Big Ben credit as well. He played like a champion. But, yeah, I mean, the Steelers have a chance to win the division. Now, again, as far as playoff prospects, or in terms of championship prospects, they're just not there this season. But in terms of winning the division, yeah, they're still there. I still hope that they win the division. They just have too many playmakers, a receiver, even though Chase Claypool's an idiot. They still have T.J. Watt, defensive player of the year. And luckily, the MRI returned. He came back negative on his ankle, and he's expected back this week. If T.J. Watt was pulled out or was expected to miss any extended period of time, you know, that would change my opinion drastically on the team. But with T.J. Watt back, you know, with the players they have, they still have a chance to win this division, so I'm holding out hope. I don't think anyone in this division is very good, frankly. I think we're a byproduct of this division that's unstable.
Okay. On that note, let me go ahead and do the Dak Guy Award because it's fitting. But I had choices. My brother thought maybe I was going to go with Mike McCarthy and his air quotes guarantee. Frankly, I had no problem with it. Frankly, I think it was, again, it was the Cowboys. So, you know, he said, hold on, because I remember I tweeted this. I'm going to find my tweet because I did tweet this. Let's see. It's coming, guys. Hang tight. Got to go through all my retweets. Yeah. So this was the exact quote.
We're going to win this game. I'm confident of that. Okay. I think that falls a bit short of a guarantee. But, you know, the media is going to run with it. I had no problem with it. I thought it was time the Cowboys showed a little swag. We'll talk about that.
Hey, bro.
Jerry Jones is gangster. We're going to get into that in a minute. Too. Brother's gangster.
For the record, okay. So, I didn't have no issue with it either.
Good. We agree. But the one guy that almost got the award was the Raiders, one of their captains, Yannick I'm probably going to fuck up his name, but Ngoku. He's the one to the logo, to the Chiefs logo, for their pregame meeting.
I think it's pronounced Ngakwe.
And Mahomes came out and said, yeah, that gave a push. He almost got it. And as bad as that was, I couldn't take it away from your boy Chase Claypool and his idiotic, I gotta point first down. And what sealed it for Claypool wasn't just that he made that move, that his own teammate came over to try to yank the ball away so that they could get the play going. Like, your own teammate is trying to get the ball from you.
Veteran, you know, Trey Turner, Pro Bowl guard, many years. Disgusted with Claypool in the middle of the play.
Yeah. And, you know, Claypool is on a team with another guy, where there was another guy who was a diva who got out of control. And dare I say, that guy's career may be over. We'll see. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks. But his career may be over, okay? His career has been nothing but shaky since he left the Steelers. And you would think with that kind of precedent, you know, you would not be so full of yourself. Very talented, but there's no, you know, when you start costing your team victories by being stupid, that counteracts any talent. So Chase Claypool, congratulations. You may have cost your team a victory in a very critical time of the season. Congratulations. This week, you're that guy. Woo! By the way, am I drinking alone, or is anybody else
got a
cocktail?
No, I got mine, and I started drinking as soon as you mentioned the Steelers and Chase Claypool.
That's why you should start drinking right there. But I got this.
No, I did. That's what I'm saying.
I got this Ciroc. You know what I'm saying? It's summer milk, summer watermelon, and Ciroc with this mango. You know, take a sip of you guys. Y'all hear that? Okay, okay.
I'm drinking Captain Morgan and Coke.
Okay, Star. We meet up in Dallas next year. I'm gonna get you fucked up.
All right, bro. That sounds good.
Jamie, you got anything?
Yeah, actually, I do. It wasn't my first choice. I ended up having that yesterday dealing with a baby mama. But because she got on my last dog on her. So today, over the backup plan, Corona's got one of those mango citrus drinks that's good as hell.
I might check that out.
I'm like, yeah, it's good, too. It's not my preferred one. I want a drinky drink. But I didn't have time to get my primary, so I had to stick with the primary guy last night because I had to spill shit.
Hey, send me a picture of that shit, man. Add that to my list. Add that to my box.
Send it to the team. Send it to the crew.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, then they're adding that.
Don't hit my body. Here we go.
All right, wait. He's at no Texan.
Get my ball. I've been here waiting, and I was like, oh, I'm going to shut up. Let this shit come through. You know what I'm saying? The fuck.
It's a damn drink. We don't bypass that.
You know, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I'm right.
I am fucking right. I said Steelers are my dark horse. I think
you said who?
You said the Patriots were the dark horse, but we got
Tech. Oh, yeah. Yep. I hate coming at Tech. Fucking up my volume.
I told you. I passed that. We talking drinks.
Volume's back. Okay.
I said Patriots were my dark horse.
Coming.
And
bandwidth, y'all. Bandwidth.
Right. Okay. But did I not say weeks ago that Michael Parsons was the second coming of Lawrence Taylor? Did I not say, hey, guys, I mean, I know it's sacrilegious to compare anybody to LT, but damn it, I'm seeing some LT in this young boy. Is he not making a profit out of your boy so far? Is he not about the most impressive defensive player we've seen in the NFL in a long time as a rookie?
He's doing his thing.
Hey, can't even argue with you, dog.
Player of the year. Fight me on that one. Fight me on that. Might be DPOY. Just saying. I don't want to hear about Miles Garrett. I don't want to hear about Aaron Donald or T.J. Watt. This boy is a wrecking crew. I mean, just watch
the game. Hey, TJ Watt, be injured, dog.
Hey, what's man.
That? Nah, they start like what? And I'm just like, TJ Watt ain't been playing, man. Need that boy to be on the field.
Your best ability is your ability.
Hey, man, need to call him, man. I'm not even mad at Parsons. He's an unbelievable player.
Come on, bro. I understand you got to support your boy.
He's incredible, though.
This dude here. And he was doing it when Randy Gregory was out. He was doing it when DeMarcus Lawrence was out. It ain't even like people say, well, damn, you know. Nah, Neville Gallimore was out. And he was doing what he's doing now. Now you bring the boys back? Lord have mercy. And, you know,
hey, man, it's scary, dog.
Let me put the NFL on notice right now. I don't know what's up with that. But for the first 7 games of this year and the 5 games of last year, before he hurt himself, 12 games, that boy played at about a high level as you see in the NFL. He get back to that with this defense playing by, like it is now, it's a wrap. Bring whoever you want to bring. Bring the Bucks. Bring the Packers. Bring the Chiefs. Bring the Patriots. Ain't gonna matter. This team, they get to that. They can put it all together like that. It's a fucking wrap. The drought will end. This team will be in SoFi talking about, yeah, we got 6 now too. What? But let's see what that does. Cause he ain't been looking good lately. Let's see what he does. Yeah, I've been looking good lately. You know, I don't know what's going on with my boy, but Mike is true. Right now, if he keeps doing what he's doing, don't be surprised. DPOY. I'm just trying to tell you. Just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
At least rookie. I think he's going to qualify for the whole thing.
Rookie should be easy.
It should be the whole thing now.
Yeah, that's done. Pro Bowl, done.
No, it's crazy. AT, I remember when the draft happened, man, you know, I wasn't the top guy, but it all worked out. But this whole time, you know, when y'all drafted him, I was thinking, all right, they got the next middle linebacker that they need because, you know, things – you know, what is the guy that started getting injuries, man, even though he started out hot? Not Sean Lee. The guy that got drafted. Not Sean Lee, the white guy that got drafted in early
oh,
playoff.
Oh, you're talking about Benderesh.
Yeah. The injuries popped up. Wasn't the same, so I was like, Michael Parsons. That'll be good. Had no clue that he's going to put that boy, take him from middle linebacker to the D line. And he just tearing it up. It's ridiculous.
But Well, you know, I don't know what coaching awards go out there other than Coach of the Year, but if there's a coach for Defensive Coach of the Year, Quinn has got to be in that conversation. What he's done with this defense compared to where they were a year ago, you know, and it's not just having Micah, but using him the way they do. I mean, I don't know if they'll get those kind of awards out, but, man, I just hope we can keep Quinn another year or two, because they might, you know, they'll be surprised if your Bears don't be looking at him for the next head coach. You know what I'm saying? Your Bears be like, shoot, the way he coaches defense, and the Bears being a team that prides themselves on some defense, just saying.
The Cowboys made up for their the Cowboys made up for their Taco Charlton pick when they passed on T.J. Watt that year. That's for sure.
Shoot, I wanted T.J. Watt that year.
I said, the Cowboys made up for that Taco Charlton pick because that's the year they passed on T.J. Watt.
2017.
Yeah.
Yeah. That pick. I hated that pick.
Yeah. Taco's still playing. You know?
Yeah, he's still doing much.
Hey, he's playing. He's starting. He's a starting defensive end somewhere. I can't remember what team it is, but, you know, he's still out there. But, yeah, he's not T.J. Watt, you know. Cowboys have been drafting really well every once in a while. They fucked up. That was a fuck up.
It was.
Hey,
but,
this one was a home run. This one's a home run, though. So.
Micah's a grand slam.
Yep.
Speaking of your Bears,
yep.
I'm curious, you know, your season's done. Now you're positioned to be a spoiler and, you know, maybe play some younger guys and see what you got for depth and all of that.
Hell yeah, we're going to run the table, dog. We got 4 games left, man. I'm in season 4-0 and fire next. Yeah,
well,
that's get it.
Where I'm going. That's where I'm going. So Nagy's out of there. I don't think there's anything that can be done to save his job. I hear a guy down in Jacksonville might be available at the end of the season. I hear he might.
fuck no.
Oh, yeah, that's
funny. Oh, my God.
You might have to pick up.
But you have thoughts on who you may want? Is there anyone you have your eye on as a Bears, you know, aficionado? Is there anyone that you see that you'd be like, man, this guy's a head coach?
Honestly, I'll be real with you, man. I don't have just a person in particular. If I had to mention somebody who I like the way he used his team when he was a head coach in the NFL was John Harbaugh. I thought he got the best out of Colin Kaepernick when Colin Kaepernick was his guy. Then, you know, somewhere after 4 years, the team started to go downhill. However, one of the biggest issues with Chicago right now is above the head coach. We don't have football guys in the front office. As much as people try to rag Jerry Jones and tell him to stay out of football, he just seems like he knows football still. That's why he stays involved in what the team does. You know, that's why he has a say-so when it comes to the picks, because he stays involved in football. These guys we got in our front office, I don't know what the fuck they doing. It's ridiculous, some of the shit that happens for that organization. So if the Bears are going to get fixed, that shit, it has to start with the front office. Just getting another head coach. I don't want another fucking Mark Trestman. Don't want another Matt Nagy. You know, I've always liked Bruce Arians. We had a chance to get him. We didn't go with him. We went with Mark Trestman. But the one thing I've liked about Bruce Arians is that he's straightforward. You know, motherfucker ain't selling wolf tickets. You know, I don't want, we got to get somebody on the offensive side. We got to get someone on the defensive side. I don't want that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We got to find the next Mike Tomlin. Sean McVay, somebody you know how to coach the whole entire fucking team and don't want to sit back and play Madden on Sunday. So it's got to start with the front office. We need a football guy. We need a from president on down. We need football people. Else the next coach pick won't even matter.
You make a valid point about general manager, make even a more valid pick about Jerry Jones. People forget who Jerry Jones has had around him in his 32, 33 years as owner of the Cowboys. He's had Jimmy Johnson, right? We know how great Jimmy Johnson is. He had Barry Switzer. Make no mistake about it. Say whatever you want. Jay will tell you, Barry Switzer is the real deal as a coach, especially in college. But he was a good pro coach too, just got in kind of a fucked up situation. But you want to talk about someone that knows the game, Barry Switzer. He had Dave Campbell. Dave Campbell's from Connecticut. Dave Campbell knows football. Again, bad situation. But there was a reason that Campbell was brought back even after he failed as a head coach to be a secondaries coach, because he understands the game. Had Bill Parcells. Okay. Had Wade Phillips. Anybody that knows defense better than Wade Phillips, right? So I'm saying this is I'm saying all that. I'm not making this about the Cowboys, but you're right. You know, that general manager's got to be a football guy, you know? And say what you want about Jerry Jones and medals, this and that, but he's a football guy. And he's been around over his 30-plus years. He's been around some smart guys and has learned a lot about the game. He was taught by the best. You don't think he sat at Bill Parcells for 4 years? Let me get – give me 4 hours with Bill Parcells, please. Okay? Give me 4 hours. That's all I want. Just give me 4 hours. That is for 4 fucking years. Okay? So I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I think I sit here, and as a football person, I'm going to be very honest. I'm going to be very blunt. I'm going to be very, very direct. I'm about fucking sick and tired of Aaron Rodgers and goddamn Green Bay Packers. Okay? I'm about sick of that. Every year. You know what I'm saying? I'm hating right now. Okay, I want
to
see.
Welcome to the club, dog. Shit. Let me slide over.
Man, I want to see the Bears. I don't give a fuck about the Lions. I don't give a fuck about the Vikings. They don't matter. Okay, I'm sorry. They don't matter. There's a reason neither one of those teams have never won a Super Bowl, because they don't matter. Okay? The Bears matter. Bears are a historic, traditional, legendary franchise. Okay? I want to see the Bears competitive again. I want to see the Bears while Rodgers, I don't know if he's going to stay with the team or not. I don't know what he's going to do. But let's just assume that he stays with the Packers. I mean, he'd be kind of stupid to leave. He's got everything he needs right there, and they'll pay him more money
really
than God instead. I don't see why he would leave, but who knows. But I'm so tired of – I'm so sick of him. You know, I'm sick of him. Time to lose. And the Bears are that team. Get that D tight. You know, bring back Lovie Smith. Shit. I forgot fired. Y'all was 10-6 and they fired his ass. 10-6 this year. Get to the playoffs.
Bring back Tell me about it, man.
Ain't gonna happen. I'm just saying.
So,
I want to see the Bears rise. At the expense of the Packers. I'm about sick of the Packers. I'm just saying. I'm about sick of them. Fuckers.
I mean, Vic Fangio did it for us when we went 12-4. That wasn't Matt Nagy. That was Vic Fangio. Anybody that watches fucking football knows that was Vic Fangio. Period. You know, when I talk about the organization, so, you know, I know, you know, just like you know, you follow other sources about your Cowboys outside of our show and whatever you catch on news. So I follow this group called TTNL. They talk about nothing but the Chicago Bears. And there's shit that I just didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And understanding that Ted Phillips has been president for so fucking long, but basically he's a friend of the family with a job.
doesn't know shit about football. And it's just like, wow. So, Virginia, you just going to sit back, you know, those you are and just let this shit ride? Because you still got a hand in this shit. And those, man, those guys have brought, like, everything to the forefront, just shit I didn't know. I was just like, God damn, no wonder we suffer. And it makes sense when you see the product that we end up with on the field. When you see the type of coaches that we end up hiring. I mean, after year one, you could almost see through Matt Nagy. And it's like you couldn't get shit out of Mitch. You couldn't get shit out of Big Dick Nick. You couldn't get shit out of Andy Dalton. And you can't even get the best out of Justin Fields. God damn, dog. You know what? You the one side of the ball you're supposed to fix, we've been damn near, we've been last in since we hired you. So, my point is not, that shit flows up through the organization. These the kind of motherfuckers you looking to hire. They get in and they sell you the best pair of shoes. You just like, he's good. Bring him in. Yeah, he can coach the team. Those shoes are nice. What the fuck are we doing? We don't look like a team that understands football and that understands how to play. I mean, I just don't see it. I don't see the same that I even saw under Lovey. Like, I haven't felt really good about the team since I knew what to expect with Lovey. I knew no matter what with Lovey, our defense was going to make motherfuckers feel pain no matter how bad the loss was.
Right.
Shit was not going to be.
Right.
This team, man, completely lost. You know what I'm saying? And Pace has tried, but you fucking kept Jimmy Graham over Kyle Fuller and you don't even use Jimmy like you intended to? This shit makes no sense. So now the secondary looks like trash. Man.
Hey, Trey.
Yeah.
Trey, did I see the ghost of Devin Hester do a return?
I hope we keep that boy. Oh, my God. Man.
That was crazy, man. That was some speed.
They traded for him. I knew about Jakeem Grant because when the year we went 12-4 and we played Miami, that little motherfucker is the reason why we lost that game. Part of the reason why we lost that game. Because he had I don't know if it was a kick or a punt return against us in that game. That dude has blaze, man. And offensively, he just looks like he knows how to make a fucking play when he gets the ball in his hand. Outside of Darnell Mooney, he might as well be our second best wide receiver because Allen Robinson done checked out. Bitch ass. Just get him out. Anybody that's checked out at this point, I don't want to see you on the field. I don't care. Yeah, we're losing. But how the fuck do you check out?
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to say this. Your team has the pieces to be competitive right now with the right coach. Now, this year's too late.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to let you finish your point, D. But I talked to my cousin. He's about your age, actually. So he's familiar with 85 Bears, everything. He was... No, I'm not going to say that. So I'm trying to trap you. But I told him the same thing. Literally, I literally just said the same thing to him 2 days ago. Like, next year, head coach, with some of the pieces we have, we're back in it. But continue. I just wanted to say, I just literally just said the same thing.
No, I mean, that was my point is, and that's why I brought it up because, okay, we spent a lot of time on our three teams on this show because we can't, right? So
right.
We'll get to the Cowboys. We talked about the Steelers. Frankly, I don't see any, under any scenario where Mike Tomlin doesn't have a job next year. And I mean in Pittsburgh, okay? I don't see any scenario where he's replaced, okay? First season that he might have a losing season ever? Yeah, okay. Give me Mike Tomlin right now. I'll take him to deck.
I'll take him. K-Star. You want to make a trade?
Give me Tomlin. We finish out the season. Deal? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, no, we're not making no goddamn trade.
Right.
Hell no. Are you kidding me? Mike Tomlin's a Steelers head coach forever, bro.
Yeah, but he ain't going nowhere. Bad motherfucker. McCarthy, while my jury is still out on him, the team plays for this guy. They play for him. And that's what's important to me. What I think don't fucking matter. What do they think? And they're out there fighting for Mike McCarthy and Dan Quinn. So I'm good. As long as they respond, I'm good. Your team.
Let me ask you something real quick about Mike McCarthy. Let me just hit you real quick on Mike McCarthy. When you see his post game, does his post game interviews, they look like bullshit?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what the fuck we get from Nagy, just bullshit.
Yeah, I think. Okay, so I've been in the media a lot of the stuff that I'm doing with my job. I even sent you guys a video. I think I sent it to my brother. I'll send it to you guys to see me. You know, I've been doing some shit. And I had one of our communications people at work say, wow, you're really good. And I'm like, kind of what I do, right? I'm good in front of the camera. I'm good with my voice, obviously. Some people are good at that. Other people aren't. Mike McCarthy is just not. You know, I used to love Bill Parcells' press conference. I mean, I would not ever miss a Bill Parcells press conference. He was just so good, you know. Mike McCarthy just is not. But whatever he's doing in that locker room, they're responding. Whatever he's doing in practices, they're responding. And so, good. I want to see, because you've got the talent to be competitive next season. You bring in a draft, a couple of free agents. Next thing you know, you're going head up with them Packers next season. Y'all need the right, and I will completely agree with you. Head coach, general manager, whether you bring one person in and you make it, you know, you bring in, I don't know if Harbaugh is even available or interested, but a Harbaugh-like coach, a juggernaut like that can do both, great. But I want to see the Bears. Shit, do I want to see you competitive next season? Because we got to play y'all. Shit. But can y'all delay that one season? You think maybe? Keep Nagy one more season? And then, never mind. Okay, forget it.
You are out your mind.
I know. All right. Before we get to our segment, I did want to comment one thing about the game, my Cowboys. And then, you know, I don't know if Jay has anything to say. And, you know, we all saw the game, or you saw the highlights, and we know the defense went crazy. The offense stuttered a bit. The Cowboys got the dub, and 9-4, very close to closing out the NFC East, 3-game lead with 4 games to go. Things are looking favorable there. But, man, Jerry motherfucking Jones hired a company, heard that the Washington visiting benches weren't working. There were issues with the heating coils, and went and hired a company, had them with Cowboys colors and logos, had the benches flown in and installed on the side so that you see big Cowboys and these bright white benches on the side, on the Cowboys side of the field. Now, listen, all I'm going to say is this. I remember years ago when Diana Taurasi was a star for the UConn Huskies, and Gino Auriemma was interviewed, and they're like, wow, you know, you guys are doing so well. You know, what's the secret? And he goes, well, the secret really is we got Diana and they don't. That's it. And he was right. And to this day, she's still one of the best ever to play. Still playing at 40 years old, playing in the Olympics. You know, like she's just unbelievable hoopster. I'm at the point now where I'm like, you know what? We motherfucking got Jerry Jones and you don't. He meddles. He's this. He's that. That motherfucker went and had benches flown in with Cowboys colors. You can't tell me that when you're in Washington in their stadium, which was, I don't know if y'all watched the game, but Cooper catches a ball and all you hear is, I mean, like, it was practically a home game. Michael Parsons is walking off the field and you hear, MVP, MVP. And, like, this is in the Washington Stadium. But to add insult to injury, you got to go over there and see the visiting team with these big, colorful benches with logo painted on them. First time that has ever been done in the NFL. Gangster, Jerry, you go ahead and keep meddling. You go ahead and keep doing interviews. You go on, I don't give a fuck. Gangster, we got Jerry Jones, motherfucker. You know that message that he said to his team? I will do whatever it takes to support you. That's the message that sent right there. My team is going to have everything it needs to be successful. Just saying. Jay, you got any thoughts? I don't want to leave you out of this, man. We got to have a minute to love our team. You got anything on this or anything validated?
I was going to say the same thing. I mean, you literally just took the words out of my mouth. When he brought them benches in with the cowboy colors and logo on it, that's straight gangster. There ain't no other way to describe it. Straight gangster. So, yeah, I'm just happy with Dub, man. And we got to keep it rolling. I'll dig more into it later, but, yeah, I like that move. That was real nice. That was real, real nice.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. So, all right, let's get on with our segments. Good conversation. Yeah, guys, we'll have time to expand. Let's go power rank. For the second week in a row, we had the same five teams. It's tempted as I was to go homer and bring my Cowboys back into the top five, and I was close. I was close. But I did. I did not. I'm going to tell you why I did. Because Stephen A. Smith did. But he did it for one reason, just to kind of put a hex and a jinx on the team. He didn't do it because he really believed it. He's just playing to the that. I could not.
The dude's a real asshole.
Yeah, he really is. He really is. I couldn't do it because I really didn't believe it. And when I did it before, I believed it. I was being a homer, but I also believed it. I believed when I had them at number one, they were number one. When I had them in the top five, they were in the top five. I don't believe it right now. And now that's when I get into not just that they won and, you know, great win, but I'm a little, you know, I'm watching the offense. I'm watching Dak. I'm watching the offensive line. I'm watching Zeke. Tony Pollard is out. We'll see what his health is going to be. You know, Tyron Smith isn't playing already, ruled out for Sunday again. Great tackle, but damn, JR already said the invincibility is availability. He's I'm going to miss another game. Is Lyle Collins going to get suspended for the alleged punch, you know, which I don't want to see him suspended, but you know what? What people don't know, got to watch the whole video because I don't see what's wrong with it. Watch the video. After the dude pushed Dak, they went to the ground. Dude rolled up on Dak's leg. And that's what set everyone off. That's when Zeke pushed him because he rolled up on Dak's leg, which also tells me that maybe Dak isn't 100% down there. And they jumped quick to protect their quarterback, which you remember a year ago when Andy Dalton got knocked the fuck out and everybody just stood around eating bonbons. No one did anything. Well, that shit wasn't going to happen. So I ain't got no problem with it. I just hope they fine him. Give him a $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 fine. But don't suspend him. We going to need his ass, especially with Tyron out. But I couldn't put them in the top five. I just don't think they played well enough to justify. Had they blown out the Redskins, it was 24-0 and a half. Had it ended, you know, 38-7, they might have found their way in my top five. Just saying. But That strength of that victory wasn't enough. So we all had the same five teams, but in remarkably different orders. Train and myself were almost identical. We were a little different down at 4 or 5. Everything else was the same. K-Star and JB were just different. Jay still got the pass number one. God bless him. K-Star has the Bucks number one. And it's pretty interesting because JB has the pass number one and the Bucks number five. K-Star has the Bucks number one and the pass number five. It's like Same five teams, but their rankings are totally opposite. You know, JB has the Cards at 4, K-Star has the Cards at 2. You know, so it's very interesting. But let me give y'all the TMV top five, and then, you know, if you guys have any thoughts on it. Number one, I believe, maybe for the first time this season, is the Green Bay Packers. Fuckers. I'm with Train now, man. I can stand them some bit. I am. I need to go get my pictures. I'm with Train, man. Fuck them motherfuckers, man. Packers are number one. Bucks, Tampa Bay, not Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, number two. Arizona has dropped out of the first place after being first place for a number of weeks. They have dropped out of it with the loss to the Rams. And let's be clear, the Rams found out 5 hours before kickoff. Ramsey and Higsby, their tight end and their cornerback, were not going to play. And yet, you know, still put it on the Cards. So Cards number three, Chiefs number four, and a pass number five. No Rams, no Cowboys, which I agree with. I don't think either team, even with the Rams stepping up and getting that victory, still not enough for them to be in the top five. Cowboys, not yet. Don't see it. So any thoughts from any of you guys on our power rankings?
Where do we have the Packers last? Where do we have the Packers last week collectively?
Last week, TMB had the Packers at 4.
So that's a huge jump. Why do we jump so many spots for it went over the Bears?
Well, in fairness, when you look at points, the Bucks, the Patriots, and the Packers were all Bucks, and the Patriots had 11 points. Packers at 10. So even though it's a huge jump, it's a one-point difference in all three of those teams. And when you look at the Cards kind of dropping on all of ours for that loss, you know, Train had them at 3, I had them at 3, JB had them at 4, K-Star had them at 2. So we all varied as to how much we penalized them for that loss. Remember, JB already had the Pats number one a week ago. So they were already in the top spot. So, there you have it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the Packers just seem too high. I don't think it should be one. I mean, for them to jump that much over a win over the Bears and Cardinals, like, I don't think the Cardinals should have been penalized that much for a loss, to a division loss, second game versus the Rams. I mean, they split the series. But that's just me. I don't think they should fall that much.
The whole top five is tight. I mean, if we were to apply a point and be able to see it, not just go 1 through 5, but go into the details like Tia, be able to see those points. I mean, you literally could have 0.5 separating three different spots if you want to break it down that way. So tight right now.
Well, to elaborate, last week, the difference in first place and fifth place on our power rankings, 11 points. It was 11-point swing last week. This week, it's a 6-point swing. So it's tight. It's tight, you know. And, you know, so, okay. But I think it's cool that as we've gone through 14, 15 weeks now, we you know, we all had the same five teams. It's just a matter of what order they're in. That's all.
Right.
I think the only –
I'll give you a heads up. Cowboys went on Sunday. They're going back in my top five. Y'all can
get the only thing I floated with on my top five was I just gave thought to I was trying to find a way to the Rams win was so big, and I wanted to try to give them credit, but I couldn't take away from what the Patriots and the Chiefs have done.
Yeah,
the way they came back. And. And thinking about the Rams win, partly I had to, like, gesture myself because I was like, there was a division. And everything up before that division game, they haven't been looking so great. So I was like, I'll give them another week to see what they turn into, to see what kind of turnout they give, because
I think it's kind of one of those that make you feel like they got up for the Cardinals, especially knowing that if they would have lost to the Cardinals, now you're down division-wise 0-2, you know, and they're fully.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I learned this weekend is, I didn't learn it, I just got reminded of it. You know, Ben Roethlisberger aside, we know he's on his last tour, all-time great quarterback, still showing some fight, certainly impressive performance in a loss Thursday night. But him aside, you know, we created, you know, Tran, I think you nicknamed him the Four Horsemen, and, you know, Mahomes, Rodgers, and Brady. And I got to tell you, it really is three and everybody else. Now, Mahomes struggled in the beginning of the season, but he's back. Okay, he's back.
Yep.
And then Rodgers, doing Rodgers-like thing, and then Brady at 44 years old. I mean, you know, go figure. You know, for all of the things that I was right, boy, when I called for the premature decline of Tom Brady, boy, I missed that boat by a mile. Shoot, dang. Boy, I was wrong on that. But, man, that – those are three quarterbacks right there that you just can't bet against. You just can't. And every franchise should be looking for their version of that. Or, you know, as great as that can be, we see him struggling. You know, Josh Allen, you know, the list goes on of quarterbacks that just they can't measure up. Yeah. So, all right. K-Star, curious who you have this week for Bonafide or Bonafront.
Oh, I'm cringing a little bit because you kind of stole my thunder, and it's not really much of a surprise because he's just playing so well. But for me, my Bonafide is a defensive player of the year. Micah Parsons, man. Micah Parsons has been amazing. He had been on my radar for really all year. You know, he put him on there pretty much on the map as soon as the season began.
Wait a minute.
But
so it took you.
He rewarded you.
It took your ass 15 weeks
Did you just hear what I said? Did you just hear what I said?
Oh,
man. Are you not listening? As defensive player of the year.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. Just say it.
That's going to take time. That's going to take games to prove that you're defensive player of the year. That's how
it
works.
Man, I love fucking with you, dog. It still took your ass 15
And shut up. You didn't hear that shit. Oh, man. Anyway. So I'm in absolute agreement with really what you said earlier about Parsons. He's been great to tell. We talked about last week, had him as the best pass rusher in the league, and seeing what he did versus Washington, really just all year, and the impact plays he's made, and honestly, just been getting better as the season wears on. He to me, is the defensive player of the year, the bona fide defensive player of the year. As biased as I want to be towards T.J. Watt and, Miles Garrett's playing well, but, like, the Cowboys are a better team than the Steelers and the Browns, as we know. And part of the reason why they're a better team is just the way that impact player that he has been for the Cowboys and really turning that defense around, him and Diggs. But, honestly, I think Parsons is really the driver behind that more so than anyone else, so. For me, he's the defense player of the year, Micah Parsons.
You're not saying he's just bona fide. You're bona fide for this.
I'm saying,
yeah. You're all in.
Yeah. Yeah, we know he's bona fide. We talked about him enough this season. He's the bona fide defensive player of the year, is what I'm anointing him.
Always a fan.
Got it. Okay. The train is funny, though.
Train is deep in his drink. Literally, what's going on there?
Yeah, we two in, bro. Wait till we get to night.
In the night, still young. You got caught up over there, Pippin.
Yeah, bro. All right. My bone up front, I hate to do it. A little bit of a tough week. I hate to do this to him because I love him dearly. He's my favorite player of all time. But, bro, Cam Newton is no longer a starting quarterback in the league. He's a bona fide starter for the Panthers. He's getting pulled for P.J. Walker, which is horrible. he got put back in for P.J. Walker. P.J. Walker is also horrible. But really, though he played okay versus Atlanta, he played atrocious versus Miami. He was 5 of 20 versus Miami with a couple interceptions. And the fact that he didn't pull for P.J. Walker mid-game versus the Atlanta Falcons, the 32-ranked pass defense in the league, is really concerning. I think this is Cam's last stop as a starter in the NFL. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he retired at the end of the year because I don't think Cam has the requisite personality to ever be a backup to someone else. So Cam Newton, unfortunately, at this point in his career, is going in front as a quarterback in the National Football League, and it kills me to say it because it's one of my favorite players ever.
I don't know how I feel about that. I think, for me, when I think of bona fide, I think of exceeding expectations. So to say that Micah is a valid that fits because, you know, there's only been one defensive player who got defensive player of the year as a rookie, and that's LT.
The rookie.
And we know he's an all-time great. So, okay, so that fits.
Yep.
I don't know to put Cam Newton as bona fide, and I'm no one on this show has criticized Cam Newton more than me, but did we have expectations that he was going to go there and resurrect the Panthers and go on this great run? Like, I mean, I didn't. I was just happy to see him playing, starting the game again. And, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we collectively did.
What's that?
I don't think we collectively did. A lot of people got excited over that Carolina win over Arizona when he played and got a couple touchdowns. People were excited and encouraged when they his next start. I'm trying to look it up. Okay, versus the football team, we played really well. And that's because people were getting excited. It wasn't us collectively as our own particular group, but he was getting some media hype for how he was playing. And people were actually questioning if Cam should have been dropped from New England at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? JB, or Train, what do you guys think about the bona front?
Yeah, I'm not too much in that boat either. If you ask me, my bona front actually would have been Joe Judge of the New York Giants because he's over here popping off, mouthing off, this, that. He's just a bag of wind. He hasn't done anything. He's always talking about, oh, I'm seeing good progress. Well, progress relates to wins and losses, and they ain't winning. So what kind of progress are you talking about? So the whole Cam Newton thing, T, you're right. I didn't expect him to come in there and rise like the phoenix from the ashes. Basically, if they wanted him back, he would have been back sooner than this. It was only because Donald was struggling, and P.J. Walker was the next one in line. I think Donald was actually hurt, not just struggling, but hurt. And Cam was the only one really available worth signing, so why not grab him off the street? But I'd be clowning Joe Judge on this one myself.
Yeah.
Another week of struggle. Sound like another week of struggle to find a bonus front. It's okay, bro. We've been with you all season. We got you, Mo.
This man says that, hey man, I was the only one that Baltimore losing to Cleveland, he told me. Only one Baltimore losing to Cleveland. I had the Ravens. I put my neck out there, I put my chest out there. Me and T do this each and every week. We actually put our chest out there. We make some uncomfortable claims, you know. And we're waiting for JB. We're waiting for Train to get on the train to put themselves out there and put some claims of their own. Because I said the Ravens were going to fall towards the end of the year. And it started. We started to see the cracks in their armor with Myles Garrett creating them last week. And, you know, JB and Train, we're just waiting on you guys to step up to the plate. So don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, you
better
point,
keep
sipping
your.
Keep your chest out.
You do
that. Make sure you stick your chest out with a better boner front next week. I'll be here.
I tell you who else we could maybe throw in that boner front category or maybe that guy category. I got to tell you, man, the Bills head coach, Dan McDermott, you know, last week it was the Belichick comment, and now this week, talking about the great effort and the you know, kind of similar to what Judge talking about. Motherfucker, you lost. I want to hear that bullshit. You know, this ain't this you had a team that many considered at one point the Bills were considered to be the best team in the AFC. Now y'all may not make the playoffs. And you talking about a great effort. Man, shut the fuck up, dude. You know? Shit. You about to be Bonafont, that guy, all of the awards. Shit. Send him to Chicago. Anyway.
Wait, what? Nah, don't do that. What the fuck are you talking about?
Just because you know you don't suck a chord. When Train's voice goes up two octaves, you struck a chord.
Now you already know that. When he go like that, when he go, wait a minute, dog, you know.
Oh my God! When I can't wait to Dallas next season, boy. I swear.
When he sound like Ashley Foley on Beverly Hills Cop 2, bro, I know you remember this in the beginning.
What? Say that again, JB.
Remember on Beverly Hills Cop 2 in the very beginning when Ashley Foley talking about why can't I frisk him? Why can't I frisk him then?
Oh yeah.
That's
what
that's not.
Yeah. Yeah, all I know is this, Dr. Train, my brother. If y'all take Dan Quinn, I'm gonna be mad as fuck. We need Dan Quinn one more year. Give me 2 years with Dan Quinn. Then he can go wherever the fuck he wants. Give me 2 years. Mike can beat him for 2 years. Then that's all right. After that, all you know, then we good. Can't have next year. Same.
Yes, sir. Big Doug, Big L, brought to you by yours truly, J to the B. Big Doug, show him some love.
I have a feeling. Go ahead, JB.
Yeah, your feeling is right. Like Toyota, oh, what a feeling, because that Big Doug goes to our boys getting that win over the WFT 27-20. I don't care about That's what I'm talking about, and that's why I put it in the group chat. When you and this is the reason why, because there was a couple of others that qualified for a big dub, but this was the tiebreaker for me. This is what put them over the edge. They have had three divisional games, have beaten the Giants, have beaten the Eagles, and now have beaten the football team. And now they have a three-game lead. They essentially have locked down that division completely. For me, that is what defines a big dub. When you are able to essentially lock down, in this case, your division, in a critical moment, because if they lost this game, all bets are off. Who knows what's going to happen next? So that's a big win, a big critical win, and that's why they get the big dub of the week. Any responses from the group on the big dub of the week?
How about them Cowboys?
That's the response I'm talking about.
I was just trying to do a quick scan because I like, wait, I don't even remember who got
Yeah, I mean, I think the Rams certainly can be could be one. I'm with Jay though. I gotta go with my team. But the Rams' victory, especially with that last minute adversity like that, you lose. You know,
yeah.
They got D-Hop over there. You needed Jalen on D-Hop, and now Jalen's gone. And you know, your tight end, he's a pretty good player. He's gone. You find out just before.
Mm-hmm.
And they came and their defense stood up, you know. So that was a good victory.
I think that's the one that locked in for me, the Rams. And I will say my reason is simply because I'm just a man. I know that the Cowboys, Redskins, big win, definitely because it was division. But I would have been surprised if you guys had lost. I would have been more surprised if you guys lose that game versus them. I for sure, looking at the Rams, it definitely prior to that third game starting and all these people missed something like Arizona, you at home, you know, just cry for the right thing.
All I'll say, Train, is Washington had won 4 in a row, including beating the Bucks. So, you know.
They're a little feisty.
I hear you. What's that?
I said they're a little feisty team, for real. Like,
yeah, you know, and so, yeah. You know, it's funny. You know, we can go in there and make them look human again, but there were a lot of people that thought that Washington had a legitimate chance to beat the Cowboys, really thought that, you know, this was about to get interesting if Dallas loses. Now there's a one-game difference in the NFC with four to go, and they play each other again. And, it, you know, it was the talk of the week. You know, can Dallas win a game? You know, because historically this is one of those games Dallas and historically kind of loses. And so I understand as a Cowboys fan where Jay's coming from. I would not argue at Jay or any of you guys to the Rams victory because that was a pretty big win for them as well. But I'm with Jay on the Cowboys, man. Got to be, bro. Got to be. You know, got to be. All right.
Yeah, because that was my next one was the Rams over the Cards. And then just for when we opened up the segment, the whole show with the Broncos went over the Lions just for Demaryius Thomas' sake and the tribute that they did and the emotion of that. That's a big one, too. But lo and behold, them boys pulled it off, and they pretty much locked down the NFC East. So that's the big dub of the week. The big L of the week, this wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be, but I'm curious to hear everybody's thoughts on it. My big L in hell for the week was the Bengals losing to the 49ers 26-23, and here's my reasoning for it. If the Bengals had won, they would not only be in the playoffs, but they would be leading the division right now. With that loss, if the season were to end today, if I saw correctly, they would be out of the playoffs. This is a division that's clearly up for grabs, and they had the opportunity to really seize the bull by the horns because if I remember correctly, I think they beat the Ravens once already. So that would have given them the division lead right now. So they squandered an opportunity, especially with the Ravens being banged up. We don't know what's going to happen next with them. But they've been resilient enough to be 8-5 and still half the team seems to be beaten up. So this was their opportunity, in my opinion, to really state their claim to that NFC or AFC North, and they didn't do it. So that's why they get the big L's in hell for the week.
Frankly, from where I'm sitting, I would have went to the same game again and say Washington got the biggest L because the difference is the Bengals still are in it. They're still very much in it. They're one game out. So they're still very much in it. Washington, by losing, they went from could have been one game out to now three games out. You know, you were on a four-game winning streak. You're playing at home. You know, you beat the Bucks, so you know you have the talent to beat a top team. And then you go there. Now, they made a late rally, but they pretty much laid an egg. I don't know if we had something to do with it, but, you know, you had an opportunity. You know, as everyone said all week, your fate is in your own hands. You went out. You win the division. And then you go in there, especially that first half. Y'all just look pathetic. You know, now Dallas did kind of take the foot off the gas a little bit in the fourth quarter, you know, but they look pathetic. But, you know, the Bengals, it's not a bad one. It's not too bad.
I actually like that pick, Jake, because of how big of where it put them. Like, literally from leading the division to out of the playoffs. No, playoffs doesn't end today. I get it. But because the Washington football team is in the alive in anything, however, 7-6 over in the West has you sitting at home. That's how big of a squeak it is. So I actually like that for the
And to kind of piggyback on that direction, and the reason why I had, because T, I agree with you, and that was going to be one of them. It didn't clinch it because right now, if the season were to end today, obviously it doesn't. But if it were, the Redskins would be in the playoffs. Bengals wouldn't. And that right there, you still have an uphill battle no matter what you do. That was really part of the determining factor. Dave, if the season ends right now, they're out. If they won, they're not only in, but they win the division. That's a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, if you value the hypothetical if the season ended today, sure, I don't – that doesn't matter to me because the season ain't over. So there's still 4 weeks to go. So, you know, I get your reasoning, but for me, they're really not relevant, you know, because we got four games to play. So Is Washington, you know, are they gonna, what, you know, are they gonna hold on to that seventh spot for the next 4 weeks? I guess we'll find out. You know, what is more likely, Washington getting in as a seventh seed or the Bengals winning the division? 7-6 and one game out of the division. Washington, had they won, they would have been 7-6, one game out of the division. But instead, they lost.
Wait. You say which one is more likely?
Yeah.
Washington making
was more likely.
Washington making the playoffs at 7th.
You think so?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
I take every penny you got on that bet, bro. Ain't no way that's happening. Ain't no way that's happening.
What you want? We'll see each other next year. What do you want? We'll see each other next year. What you need?
Washington at the 7th.
I got it stuck. Washington, 7th. They feisty, yeah, man. I believe in them before I believe in Minnesota.
I need what you're drinking. That's what I need.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I need what Strain's drinking. Washington ain't even going to beat the Eagles on Sunday, bro.
Well,
probably not.
Probably not without Taylor Haneke, nah.
I'm just saying, they're not even going to beat the Eagles on Sunday. So, that's done. We know the Steelers ain't playing well. We know Lamar is uncertain. So that division could come down to the Browns or the Bengals. You going to bet on Baker Mayfield? I'm just saying. I don't even know who plays who. I don't even know what the last four games. I'm just saying, you going to bet on Baker to close out the division?
No, I'm just I it's the Cleveland as a whole. I'm definitely not Baker. Cleveland as a whole.
Well, but Baker's an integral part of the
definitely not Baker.
Team game, dog. Team game. It's not, you know, team game.
You know, Burrow and Chase. I'm just saying, bro. I mean, the Bengals had a tough loss against a pretty good 49ers played some good games this year. You know, they in the mix. And the Bengals had a tough loss, but I think I would put my money on the Bengals. Go ahead and take that division. I would have went with the Ravens a week ago, but with Jackson being hurt, and even if he can play, it's pretty clear he ain't going to be what we're used to him being. So K-Star might have been a prophet talking about, I don't see the Ravens making the playoffs. I mean, we didn't know Lamar was going to get hurt, but still, Bengals, I'm just saying. We'll see what happens, but I'm just saying. All right, JB, thank you kindly. Very good. I think that, let me just double check real quick. That brings us to the pick six. So, Dr. Train, you're on.
Fuck, bro. It's not easy. Well, it's easy, but not easy. Okay. All right. Pick six.
Woo!
All right, week 14 pick six results. Wow, our very own omniscient one, Commissioner T, with a 5-1 on week 14. Congratulations, brother. Jay and K-Star. You said what now?
I said it took me long enough.
Yeah, you know, we understand. We figure you figure it out at some point. That omniscient shit will kick in at some point. But yeah.
It had to, bro.
Had
to. Oh, shit.
J and K-Star came in, tied at second, 4-2, and goddamn, I don't know how to pick games no more. 3-3. I'm not betting on these trash-ass teams. Fucking Josh Allen. Shit. Well, fantasy-wise, he did, but his team just – so here we go. Overall, Jay is still in the lead, 49-35, three-game lead. Train and K-Star are now tied second, 46-38. And T is one game behind that at 45. So four games separate the top spot and the last spot. Going down to weeks 15, 16, 17, and a week 18. Oh, my gosh. They voted on that shit. Here we go. Week 15, pick six. First game up. Hey, Thursday and Saturday are just lit, but here we go. Chiefs versus 9-4 Chiefs versus or at the 8-5 Chargers. T, why don't you lead us off?
Yeah, I got to go with the Chiefs. They're looking like they're rounding it. You know, it's December. You know, people say in December it's not just winning, but it's how you win. And you're trying to get yourself on a roll and get healthy and get ready for the run into the playoffs. And the Chiefs are looking, you know, whatever was wrong with them earlier in the season, it looks like they fixed it. So I'm going with the Chiefs.
Jay?
Yeah, I'm going with the Chiefs, too, for a reason that he just mentioned. But this one's going to be one to watch. COVID has really been whooping everybody's asses even more so. I think Josh Gordon is out. Chris Jones is going to be out. I mean, obviously Josh Gordon is not a big deal, but Chris Jones being out is a big deal. And they may have some others that may be out as well. And I think Chargers may have some folks out, too. Not sure if it's COVID-related or not, but this is going to be one to watch. This is going to be a great game to watch. I can't wait for it, but I'm going to take the Chiefs still.
I did not know Chris Jones was going to be out. That is a big deal. K-Star.
Yeah, I like how the Chiefs are playing ball right now, man. Their defense is really stepping up in a big way. I like them to take this one.
Yeah, it looked like Chiefs gonna stop that bullshit that was winning them games from the year before and started just like for real, like, hey, it's time to play fundamental football, and the defense has stepped up. Still concerned about Chris Jones not being in, but for right now, they got a wave of momentum, and the Chargers are just kind of up and down, depending on who they're playing right now, but they're still in the fight. Second game on Saturday. Damn, we got Saturday games. Watch your ball. Okay. Here we go. We got T's Dark Horse Patriots. I take that back. It is T's Dark Horse. No, we got Little Bridge Brother J, best team in NFL. 9-4 Patriots at the 7-6 Colts, who got on a hot streak and might need some stumbling blocks. Anybody going with the Colts at all on this one?
Yeah, motherfucker, I am. My dark horse team was the Colts. I'm going with the Colts. The one ailment the Patriots have had defensively, they're really strong on pass defense, went in. They've had issues with sometimes getting up some big running performances. We're about to play Jonathan Taylor, and one of the best offensive lines in football. So with it being in Indianapolis, that favors the Colts, in my opinion. So I like Indy to pull off the upset.
Man, you're real close to a Samuel Jackson motherfucker. I tell you what.
Oh, man. All week.
Woo. Okay. I would assume Boy Brothers and myself rolling with the Patriots.
Yeah, ooh, this is going to be a tough one. I wouldn't be surprised if it went either way, to be honest. But yeah, you know where I'm going.
I'm gonna keep with him, man. Goddamn, they got a good coach. Ooh, oh. All right. I put the wrong team there. Game would be of significant interest to one of our co-hosts, the 9-4 Titans. Titans are still like 9-4. Like, they are not done, I tell you. At the 6-6
15-minute lead to get a goddamn tie. Steelers. Oh, shit. I just lost all my shit. Come on. 6-1 Steelers. So, K-Star, please explain why we should pick your team.
Sure. Well, T.J. Watt is coming back. The Titans are a really injury-depleted team themselves at the skill positions. They got Julio Jones back. They play half the snaps. They don't have A.J. Brown. Their best running back is Deontay Foreman, the journeyman running back who tore his Achilles 2 years ago. If you think he's going to cut it, they actually exposed Steelers' run defense. I think he'd be wrong. You have Ryan Tannehill versus, again, a healthy T.J. Watt. And you have the Steelers coming off an extra few days of rest. And quite a bit of game tape to reflect and digest, and also I'm sure Tomlin make some corrective actions toward versus how they play versus Minnesota. You know, I think the Steelers offense plays well. I think that their defense plays much better than they showed versus Minnesota. I think those extra days really helped the team out, and with being at home and with this really being a team that has a season on the line this game, I think they rise to the occasion and beat the Jags. I'm sorry, and beat the Titans, who just beat the Jags, and I think it's a huge step up in competition, so I like this for Steelers.
We know you like them. Goes without saying. Little Brother Jay, is that convincing enough?
It's a good segue. I mean, it's a good piece. I was going to go with the Steelers just because I can't see the Titans being 10-4. I just feel as though that would be a stretch for them to beat that record given the injuries that they've had, the inconsistency at quarterback. I think the Steelers, there's some momentum that I think can be gained from the way they finished off that game with Minnesota. Plus, they've gotten themselves a good week and a half of rest. And they're at home. It looks like they're 4-2-1 at home, which always helps. And I do believe the team as a whole is going to play better and pull out a win. So I'm actually going to go with the Steelers on this one.
Omniscient one, did K-Star tickle your funny bone with his soliloquy?
Yeah, you know, you guys all make valid points. It gives you something to think about as I go with the Titans. Sorry, Steelers just aren't a very good team. They have the ability to rally. Well, you tied with the Lions. Need I say more? Not a very good team. they certainly have the ability to rally and play well in spurts. I just don't think this is your year. You probably end up, 8-1, possibly 7-9-1, 9-7-1, but you're not making any noise. You're not in the playoffs. You're not winning the division. It's just not the year. Ben is a great quarterback, and he's a warrior, and he's going to fight till the very end, and we wish Ben nothing but the best in retirement. But y'all going to need to go get yourself a quarterback. And I think, like the Bears, y'all got a lot of pieces to build on, and y'all could be right back in this mix next year, you know, right back at you know, 11-12-win team if you can find a quarterback, whether it's a free agent or whether you get a rookie that's ready to step in and play. I just don't see it this year. I think Tennessee is going to win. So.
Because I just tied. Seemingly. Listen, man, K-Star, I am going to pick your Steelers. But if T.J. Watt is not in this game, if he is not playing, my pick goes to the Titans. Phew. That dude is y'all MVP. Fuck everybody else on that team. If he's not on that defense, y'all like trash. That's fine. Okay. Game four, I think this is of great interest as far as who gets into this NFC side of the playoffs. But we got the 6-7 Washington football team at the 6-7 Eagles. This is a big game. Steve, tell me which team you hate the most.
Well, I hate the Eagles the most, but I need the Eagles to win. An Eagles win and a Dallas wins, and we win the NFC East.
So I'm going with the Eagles.
Little brother Jay, do you agree?
Man, I was hoping we can get our second tie of the year, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I was going with the Eagles, too. I think between Hurts, if he plays, and even I think Gardner Minshew seemed to play well in relief. I mean, they've got some pieces over there, just not this year, but I think they're going to pull out the win on this one.
K-Star, you feel the same?
I do, man. Run it.
I'm so excited. this is still a tough one, man. I damn near want to roll with the Washington football team because I know Taylor Hank is just not a great quarterback. I just love the fight, man. I like stories like that where it's just like, can this coach be great detail fight? But he's not playing, man. It just feels like it's right for the Eagles. But for right now I'm going to pick the Eagles. They changed. I have time. All right, number five.
Who'd you pick?
One with the Eagles, bro.
Okay.
I lost you for a second. I couldn't hear you.
So Eagles, okay.
Okay. All right. Nobody seen you a text, did they?
I checked the text, but nope.
I'm on a third drink, dog. I'm in. So let's go. Here we go. 76 Bengals at the 7-6 Broncos. So we just chatted about the Bengals. You know, they were real close to making they did make Big Dub. Man, they need some bounce back. But the Broncos, I don't know, this is not a team you want to see right now with, you know, the dual threat running backs that they have. And it just seems like they're being coached well, even though they are going to get on a run, but they are being coached well. So, Jay, you know, Bengals on your Big Dub, who you got?
Whew, yeah, this is going to be a tough one. One of the spread is only a point and a half for the Broncos. Yeah, it's at home. Damn.
I know.
This is,
I know. I'm going to go
with the Broncos right now, but I may have to think about this one and change it. But for right now, I'm going to go with the Broncos. I mean, this is an absolute pick.
All right. K-Star. So you love.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cincinnati, unfortunately. I think that
I felt like it hurt.
I mean, yeah, it does hurt. You know, they had that close loss for San Fran. I think that Denver, you know, they've certainly played well, but I think they're not quite the caliber of team that Cincinnati is. And I think they present some matchup problems for them. So I'm going to go with the Bengals.
T. Who you with, man?
Bengals.
Okay. So I am also going to roll with the Bengals. I think they're explosive. That's definitely what makes them dangerous. Even though I think the Broncos are going to be stiff, they are at home. Right now, I'm putting this one on the offensive side of the ball versus the defensive side of the ball. I know that's unheard of, but it's okay. But it happens. Plus, I need an opposite picking day. Here we go. And the last one. The last game for the pick six. You know, this week, fuck it. We're going to go bonus. I have another game to add. I know you motherfuckers like, why is he doing it? Because it's my segment. I can't. Okay. So, the sixth game for the week is 10-3 Packers at reason. Now, Lamar Jackson has not been ruled out. But is anybody taking a raise? Shit, crickets are louder. Okay. All right. All right. All in. All in.
Hey, Trey.
What?
But look, Lamar Jackson, Reggie Jackson, Jesse Jackson, it ain't gonna matter.
Oh my God.
You ain't wrong. You ain't right, man.
You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, it ain't gonna matter. It ain't gonna matter. All right, go ahead.
All right. I got you. Okay, and the last game, this is bonus. I think I'm going to do a bonus game on these last 4 weeks, if that's okay with you guys. If you say it's not, I'm just going to do it anyway. So, bonus game, I'm at Monday Night Football, goddammit! 6-7 raggedy-ass Vikings versus the 4-9 fire naggy Chicago Bears. I put this game on here because I want us to play spoiler. Fuck it. We ain't got nothing else to win, folks, so we might as well get some company next to this bitch or this couch. Chase that I have upstairs with my Bears blanket. You know, maybe you guys will see it one day, but, yeah. So, let's go around the room for this one.
They saw
who you're rolling with.
Hold on. Nah. Your team, you go first.
God damn, just because you the host don't mean you got to call a motherfucker out.
I'm calling you out, nigga. Your team, you go first.
Listen here, y'all. For real. So, hey, we ain't got shit at the players, but to get company, you know what I'm saying, on the couch outside the playoffs. You know, I think the team can play despite of Matt Nagy's ignorance and being in the way and doesn't understand how to use his personnel. I've never been a believer of the Vikings, you know what I'm saying, especially with as long as Kirk Cousins is quarterback. People won't be bitten, but that dude is not taking that team anywhere. It's not happening. And Zimmerman, known for his defense, defense has not looked great since he's been there. So I think Chicago settles in. I think they get behind David Montgomery this week like they should, run this peel, bench Allen Robinson. I don't give a fuck. If he was our number one receiver. I don't want to do this. This case. Hey, where is Singletary when I need? You know what I'm saying? It's a team. You know, you can't play. You don't want to play with us. Get your ass on the bench. So, with that said, you know, Justin Fields, these last four games matter. You know what I'm saying? They need to swap the left and right tackles. Make sure they get that protection right. But lean on David Montgomery. I think the defense still got a little spunk, you know, as long as they don't pass the ball too much. But I just like us in these last four games just to fight for the hell of it. And this is on Monday Night Football. Why not? Bust their ass. Have these folks sitting at home. You ain't got nothing else to play for but to spoil somebody else's dream. Nigga, be a nightmare.
So
that's all I got.
His name is Zimmer, not Zimmerman. Zimmerman was the guy that killed Trayvon Martin. Let's not get him confused. It's Zimmer.
No.
You are no longer allowed to drink during the Mad Voice. That's over. I do want to go next, and I've been looking for a reason to play this all year. So this is my pick. Yeah. I think we need to have a TMV Super Bowl Shuffle song. That's what I think.
We do.
But I'm going with the Bears.
One of our teams make it. I appreciate it.
I'm going with the Bears at home.
Wait, did I get that right? Hold on. Wait a minute. Make sure I said that right. I might have swapped it. Oops. Go back.
Oh?
Yeah, hold on.
I know you train. Some of us do have to work tomorrow, so come on, bro.
I think we might wait a minute. Oh, trap the fuck again. Come on, computer shit. They waiting.
Put it like this. Make sure y'all get your picks on CBS Sports. we need a backup.
I don't do
yeah, but I can't guarantee that my picks match.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. It's at Chicago. That's what I thought. It's Chicago Bears. Yeah, we are at home. All right. All right. Continue. All right. Okay. Jay, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going with the Bears, too, with the effort that they had, even though they lost. They're still showing some things in that first half. And I just need Dalvin Cook to run wild because we're in the playoffs now with fantasy football. So Dalvin Cook got to get his game on. But as long as y'all get the dub and he get his game on, we good.
Damn, I want you to be on the other side. I can't catch up. You can say damn thing. Let me know if you change your mind. You know what I'm saying? Just text.
Hell no.
K-Star, who you got, man? Who you with?
I'm with the Viking, bro. They just beat my team, and, you know, I think they actually might have been your dark horse earlier in the year, or maybe that was
No, they weren't my dark horse. I had the Niners. You picked the Vikings.
No, the Vikings were mine.
Oh, they were Jay's.
I knew it was someone. Yeah, I knew it was someone. So, yeah, I'm going to go with JB, dark horse. I'm going to go Vikings. I'm playing well.
All right, man. That's this week. Pick six with a bonus. All right, took so much time. Do Drew Manuel. All right.
Gotcha. Let's wrap up. A couple of things before I give you guys the final thoughts. Two things. One is a high and one is a low. So I'll start with the high. I'll start with the good thing first. Y'all know that my last girlfriend, you know, dated for a very long time. We're currently on a little hiatus. We'll see what the future brings. But she's still very important. And she just had a birthday earlier this month. So I do want to wish Lena a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lena!
She's still celebrating. Go out every night. Stuff, you know, casino this weekend. And, you know what I mean? She's still celebrating. She'll be celebrating to probably like March because that's just kind of what she does every year, you know. She celebrates, you know. I don't think it's ever not her birthday, to be totally honest with you. It's like it just never kind of goes away. So, but all joking aside, happy birthday. And, you know, we have a little tradition here on the Madden Voice, you know, when it's your birthday, you know, we have a little tradition here. So let's just go ahead and do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
There you go. Happy birthday, Lena. And then on a somber note, and I hate to follow up a positive with a negative, but I did want to mention this, and I didn't want to wait till my final thoughts. But today is the 9-year anniversary of the Newtown Sandy Hook murders that went on at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. And it's kind of sad that 9 years later, the students had to be home schooled because there were threats made to the schools in that system today. I can't even find words to describe the society that we live in that, first of all, would want to murder little kids like that, innocent little kids. But then, you know, 9 years later to have someone, you know, calling in threats, you know, to think, I don't know whether, I don't even know what the motive would be. I can't even figure that out. But it's just, it's ridiculous, you know. And this was really one of the more devastating. Now it seems like there's a mass shooting like every other day. It seems like we don't even, there's no shock value anymore, literally, when you hear about a mass shooting. It barely even gets any news coverage. It's just so common, which is just sad. But that one really shook us up here in Connecticut. And, you know, there has been a lot of good that has come out of that senseless act. But it's still a tragedy. So, you know, just to the children that were lost their lives, rest in peace, and to the families that were affected, you know, just prayers and hugs to all of you that were impacted by that. So just wanted to touch on that. Sorry I had to go high and then low, but I didn't want to forget to mention that. So, JB, final thoughts.
Final thoughts are final stretch of the season, last quarter. Good luck to everybody with fantasy football, whether you're in the playoffs or consolation, doesn't matter. Still going. Still keep at it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the teams, enjoy the games. We're in that holiday season, so just stay safe, especially with COVID having such a huge impact on sports as a whole. Basketball games, I think the Bulls and Pistons game, if I'm not mistaken, one of the games got canceled for basketball. We've got a high number of COVID positive tests, so all of that's going to sprinkle down to us common folks. So please stay as safe as you can, even vaccinated or not, doesn't matter at this point. Just stay as safe as you can. Stay blessed.
Yeah, as far as fantasy football playoffs,
blow it out your ass.
That's all I got for that. All right. That's fine.
Oh, that was the best.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Oh, man. Ooh, I'm glad I wasn't drinking on that one.
Yeah, man.
You'd have sprayed us all the way from California.
That's what I got there. All right. K-Star, final thoughts.
Well, just to continue that, three of the four, hosting the show are in these playoffs, and I'm trying to defend my title. Without Christian McCaffrey yet a fucking again. Fucking asshole. Little frail bitch. Sorry.
Winning, though.
Tired of him. Yeah, but
he's good. You got that spice room today, boy.
All right, he's making life hard. I'm sick of this shit. He's going to be coming off a keeper next year. Just FYI. But, looking forward to that. Sad that T didn't make it in. I thought he had one of the best teams that post-draft is what it is. But, just good luck to everyone in the playoffs, and looking forward to hopefully the Steelers making the playoffs. It starts with the Tennessee game, really important. Hope we send Big Ben out the right way and have at least a playoff berth this year. So, big game on Sunday.
Okay. Dr. Train.
Man, I will have other shows, but I don't really have a whole lot. Enjoy football. We wind it down. Week 15. I brought it up a couple of times to the show, but I am so looking forward to Dallas Cowboys and Bears next season, just because, you know, I look forward to the day I actually meet you guys, embrace you, give you a hug, we're all vaccinated. I'm just looking forward to that. So as soon as the schedule hit up, man, I'm going to be on top of it. Now, I'm afraid that no one has, you know, anything that gets in the way of the life hack. That's just all I have. Enjoy it.
Okay. So I have a special request to my Madden Voice brethren. On Sunday, the Cowboys played the Giants at 1 o'clock. For this particular game, please do not text me at all, because my daughter is moving, and she scheduled her truck to be picked up at 11:30 and asked Dad if he would drive the truck. And, of course, Dad couldn't say no, so Dad will be driving the truck and helping daughter number two move into her new apartment. So I will miss the kickoff. I have it recorded, so I will be able to see the whole game. But I probably won't be home. I know I won't be back in time for kickoff. Probably, you know, by halftime I should be back home and I can catch the whole game. So so I just make a request. Don't, you know, especially you, K-Star, no nothing, no text about nothing. Just leave me be. I'm going to stay off social media.
All right, bro. Got you.
I'm going to catch the game. I want to see the whole game uninterrupted, and I don't want no tips as to what's going on. So I would appreciate it. But other than that, hey, I agree with Train. I so look forward and just hope and pray that everything aligns well, you know, and that we're able to get together in Dallas. I've been to the stadium once. Wait till you see it. It is a sight to behold. Hopefully we can get the hotel where the teams, the visiting team stays. Hopefully we can get rooms there. If not, you know, getting a hotel won't be a big deal because there's tons of them. And we get there time to get spend some time together. And who knows? I mean, I think it's gonna be a no-brainer to do a show while we're down there. But wouldn't it be something if we were able to do one in one of the local sports bars? And y'all know how I operate. I'm usually able to convince people of some things. So we'll see if we can make that happen. But nonetheless, even if we don't do that, just to be with you guys live and, you know, like Chang said, you know, give y'all some hugs and high fives and, you know, Train's really the only one. I haven't seen K-Star in years, but K-Star and I have been to a couple of few Madden tournaments, so I have at least met him in person. Jay has met K-Star in person. Jay is obviously my brother, so the only one that's kind of out of this loop is Dr. Train. So it'll be good to actually finally, after 16 years. And we go back to Madden 05. Madden 05.
Now this is Madden 05, bro. Madden 05.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, man. So it'll just be good to be live with this brother. So I agree with him. Hopefully we could pull this one off. It'd be great. So on that note, 4 weeks to go. Let's see what happens. Should be good. Seriously, I say this every year. But can you believe it's already December? Like, when
I swear, NFL season flies so fucking quick. Every time it just fucking zooms.
And you know, I've always been that guy who, you know, and maybe to a fault, I don't know, but leave me alone. Let me watch my football because there's only 17 games, right? Or 17 weeks, not everything, right? But it's not baseball, 160 games, not basketball, 82 games. We got 17 some bitches. That's it, and then it's over. But it's also a short season. Start in September, by the end of December, you're done. Now it's playoff time. Like, it's just amazing how quickly it goes by, and it flies by. I don't even know what I just heard or whatever that was.
Sorry.
All right, so, hey, enjoy football this weekend. We'll see everybody again next Tuesday night, same bat time, same bat channel. I have Scott's tonight. Next week I might change it up. Maybe I'll do something a little different next Tuesday night. So for Dr. Train, for JB, for K-Star, everybody enjoy football. And remember what we always say, all feuds are settled on the field. Good night, everybody. Bop 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 b